There was a story that I heard about Mark Hamill on the very last episode diving into the trash after the Flash weeks that you tore off the suit. What was your perspective of that show?
So hard in 1990 to get an hour of superhero television. We didn't have CGI, live action practical effects. All night long till dawn, we were tending in the back lot at Warner Brothers to shoot Day for Night. Hardest thing I have ever done physically in my life. I would be under the shower, it would be 6 o'clock. I wouldn't know if it was AM or PM. I had a call in the one afternoon, I drove to Warner Brothers, and the trailers were gone. There was no my parking spot, but they canceled the show. And I get this call from Danny Bilson, John, we're on location today. So, but what was your question?
It was about the final episode.
Oh yeah, so anyway, that was background for it. It was just really, really difficult. Lots and lots and lots of sweat, lots of long hours, physically very demanding. So we're in Southeast LA, as I remember it, and we're fighting the sun coming up one more time to get the last shot of the series. Come on, we gotta. And it's me and Mark, and we got the last shot, and they yelled cut, and I ripped the wings off, threw them in the air, and swore I would never get into another superhero suit as long as I did. Well, Mark almost lost his mind. He's like, he did not dive in the trash can. He was like, searching around cables and around trains, don't let him get away, you know. And I believe Mark has one to this day, and Danny Bilson has the other.